Coming right up, a special edition of Straight Talk, the Port of Long Beach, 100 years, past, present, and future. Our guest tonight, Chief Harbor Engineer Al Morrow, President of the Board of Harbor Commissioners, Nick Schrammick, and Port Managing Director of Environmental Affairs and Planning, Dr. Robert Canner, all on Straight Talk tonight.
Opinions expressed in the following program do not necessarily reflect the views of Charter Communications nor its sponsors. We recognize our obligation to present opposing points of view by responsible spokespersons. For information, please contact the director of program.
She stands in the face of evil and will not lose hope or faith. America, the land of freedom, is still the home of the brave. So raise the banner, call on glory. Let us join our fellow men. History.
Straight Talk is brought to you in part by Southern California Edison. For over 100 years, life powered by Edison. The Press Telegram, your local news leader for over 100 years.
Join us for tonight's edition of Straight Talk. And now your host, Art Levine.
Good evening and welcome to Straight Talk. Tonight we're focusing on the Port of Long Beach. This is a special edition of the show in connection with the port's 100th birthday, their centennial. Our first guest is Chief Harbor Engineer Al Morrow. Al, welcome to our show.
Great pleasure to be here.
Al's been with the port for 14 years, and since this is the centennial, that means 100 years ago, 1911, the port was created. What was this land before it was a port?
Well, that's a very interesting question. The land, the port, is man-made land. And so actually the coastline, if you're familiar with the city of Long Beach, was back about where Ocean Boulevard is. And over the 100 years, what we did was we created land.
You filled.
We actually filled. And there's a benefit there. When we dredge the mud to create deeper water so ships can come in, we use that mud and dredge material and create the landmass. Over 100 years, we continually just stepped the landmass farther and farther out into the harbor.
And now the Port of Long Beach is a world-class port, I think fifth or sixth largest in the world, out of dredge.
Out of former water area, out of dredge material.
Talk about the ultimate recycling effort.
That's right.
Well, give us a sense a bit of the history starting in 1911.
You mentioned our 100 year. Actually, 100 years ago yesterday, the first ship came in and delivered a load of redwood lumber. Yeah. And in the early years, a lot of building materials came in. The metropolitan area of L.A. Was a booming area. So a lot of raw materials came in. A lot of manufacturing was occurring here on the U.S., And so the early cargo were sailing ships and then steamers. Cargo came in on pallets. A lot of longshore mussel moved that cargo around. And over the years, the trend shifted. We started importing a lot more of assembled or refined products, commodities. And it changed. It was a very interesting evolution that occurred.
The founding fathers and the municipal leaders at the time must have had some vision that a port would be useful to the community, but if they could fast forward and you could drop them in on what you guys have today, they'd probably be shocked.
Absolutely. The vision, you can only look so far forward, and I don't think anybody envisioned just how big the port was going to get.
Well, you were good enough to bring a couple of photographs, and this first one is of the Iroquois ship, which what brought the first load of something?
That's exactly right. On June 2nd, 1911, the first load of redwood lumber, 280,000 board feet of redwood lumber, came in and was delivered at Municipal Pier Number 1, and that was the first ship.
Wow. And then, of course, a major change in the industry was the advent of containerization in around 1962.
That's a major milestone. And as I said, the shift from raw materials to more of commodities, and in 62, the introduction of containerization. So before, where cargo was unloaded on pallets with cranes that were on the ship, the whole mode of transfer changed. All of a sudden, the ships carried these boxes and the cranes were put on the wharf. So for an engineer, it was a major difference because now we had to pick the cargo off of the ship.
But that led to enormous efficiencies and
Absolutely.
Cost savings. And I understand that the union was very proactive in accepting this dramatic change that theoretically could put a lot of their workers and members out of work. But there was a guarantee given that no one would lose their job. And they worked with management in allowing containerization to come in.
You're absolutely right. In the beginning, they were skeptical. They looked at it as a threat to their jobs, but then they realized that different skills could be used and that they had a very vital part in that, and then they accepted it wholeheartedly.
And then in 1967, a bridge that we all go over regularly today, only half built there, the Gerald Desmond Bridge.
Yeah, the infrastructure that supports a port, a lot of people think of the vessels that come in, but doesn't do you any good to accept all that cargo if you don't have a way to distribute it. So roadways, bridges, infrastructure, that's a picture of almost complete existing Gerald Desmond Bridge built in 1967, a major arterial and carries a tremendous amount of volume of trucks and cars through the port.
That's an interesting point. The infrastructure to support access to the port, egress and leaving, probably is more significant in dollar amount than the actual structure of the port. You need this whole thing, roads, highways, whatever, to get the stuff from the port to wherever it's going.
That's absolutely right, and that's one of the advantages the Port of Long Beach has. We have major arterials, freeways, rail. There's a great rail distribution system that takes cargo northern and eastern to other areas in the country where all this cargo is going. And you need that infrastructure. As I said, if a ship comes in and you don't have a way to unload it within the terminal, that's number one, but then distribute it to the consumers.
And finally, that Gerald Desmond Bridge that we saw half built in 1967, fast forward now 45 years later, that's ultimately going to be replaced by, and we'll hear more about it later, by a new bridge.
Brand new bridge, very exciting project. We partnered with Caltrans, California Department of Transportation, and a brand new bridge will be built. The bridge will be higher, it'll be wider, it'll be at a better grade for the trucks to travel over the channel. We're really excited about that project.
Wonderful. Well, Al Morrow, it's a pleasure to meet you. Thank you for joining us on this special edition of Straight Talk.
My pleasure. Thank you.
And we'll be back with our next guest, the president of the Board of Harbor Commissioners, Nick Schrammick, after these messages.